Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Okay, so we were talking about how much does it take to get how drunk, to get that drunk. How drunk was the guy that we were talking about?
In Lincoln, 0.41.
0.41.
Yeah. And the one that just got sent to me was a 0.55.
Yeah.
0.55. Boy, I don't know how many you got to do for that.
Without puking, because you're puking. And granted, the alcohol's going to get in your system, but how much do you have to hold down to actually be that drunk?
I think the record that I saw was some guy in Bulgaria, Romania, some bohunk.
Let's go.
It was a 0.9.
Whoa.
He came in with almost 1% of his blood was alcohol.
Say you're a 200-pound dude. What is that? Is there any way you're looking at this?
You know? 200-pound guy.
Well, pick a guy, whatever they give you the stats.
So here's the stats. What they do is they give you a chart here and number of drinks in 1 hour.
So it's either one shot of vodka or one beer, right?
Yeah.
It's usually shots, right? It goes by
whichever.
Shots. Whichever. Yeah, okay.
Same thing. As far as alcohol goes, if I'm not mistaken. Approximately the same.
I think that's the standard.
Let's think shots, because we could quantify those.
A shot of, 80 proof.
Yeah, 80 proof.
So, or a beer
are
the same.
And so a 200-pound gentleman, if he were to have...
Well, I've never been described
people
that.
People are calling Puss for that name. Sorry, Puss.
If people were to have a 200-pound gentleman, if they were to have three drinks in an hour, the chart says that you'll have a blood alcohol content at 0.07.
After 1 hour.
Three in an hour?
Yeah.
Okay.
0.08 for females.
Yeah. Had to pace yourself a little better than that.
Well, now then, that's not necessarily every hour.
It's 1 hour.
In an hour.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought.
Well, I drink three glasses of wine in an hour in a heartbeat.
There you go. And then a 200-pound guy.
So I'm 0.7 right away.
Would show up at 0.07.
Does this matter what if there's food in your body or anything like that?
It does not list that here
on
this particular chart.
I wonder if that has anything to do with it.
Must have a little bit to do with it. Still, you're drunk.
Yeah, you're still putting alcohol in your blood.
I'm not talking about driving here. I'm just talking about getting drunk.
Right.
Good.
And,
good.
And then for a 200-pound gentleman... If he had, the chart goes all the way up to 10 drinks in an hour. If a 200-pound gentleman has 10 drinks in an hour, they say that his blood alcohol content or blood alcohol level would be 0.2.
Okay, we've all been 0.2.
Wait, 10 drinks?
No, not 0.02, 0.2. Oh.
So I'm clear. 10 drinks in 60 minutes?
Yes.
Right. 10 drinks in 60 minutes would give you a 0.2.
Yeah,
keep in mind, 0.08
I'm picturing
is
10
considered
shots.
Drunk. Yeah, so this is...
I don't think I've ever done 10 shots in 1 hour. I know I haven't.
I know we're good.
I've not been a shot guy, but I've also drank, like true hardcore drinks. Like, I used to, which I stopped, the iced teas.
The Long Island iced teas?
Long Island iced teas. That's more than a shot of vodka in those. So if I could drink two in an hour, you're pretty wasted on those things. They're dangerous.
At least 0.09.
Yeah, that what it is. Okay.
At least if there's four drinks, four shots in that, that puts you up at 0.09 for a 200-pound person. For a 180-pound person, it's a 0.1.
So how do you get to 0.41?
0.41. What you would get there by having by a 120-pound person having 10 drinks in an hour.
Yeah, 120 pounds. This guy in Lincoln was more than 120 pounds.
Oh, he may have wasted down to that.
He could be one of those kind of alcoholics.
I'm sure he had a vodka diet, and that was about it.
Well, that and, you can spend several hours working on your blood alcohol content.
Yeah, without passing out. Right.
And I do.
Without passing out. So what do you think? What were your on Ginsanity, you think, Todd?
Oh, I don't know, because that That is one of the last times I can remember where I just passed out.
Right.
Like climbing up the stairs, passed out.
Yep.
I mean, I've gone to bed or I've laid down on the couch and passed out that way, but not walking to the bedroom. No, I bet you I was 0.3 something.
I wonder what I was on my rum runner trip.
Before or
after enough the that your body rejected it.
That was the sugar, Nick, not the alcohol.
There you go.
You're only throwing up the mixer. Yeah,
does it give you on that chart where you lose the ability to pronounce LSU?
Kind of does.
Not Louisiana State University, just LSU.
As
my dad laughed at me.
Keep in mind now.
And my wife did not laugh at me.
I think he pronounced the L properly, and it was after that.
S is tricky.
L is the easy part.
S is tricky.
S and followed by the U. That'll trip you up. Every time.
One of my favorite days, except for the puking part.
Well, today I learned I can pick up my pace when I go out to drink.
Yeah.
No.
Because usually
maybe when you stay in to drink.
If you've learned nothing today.
That's what I learned.
Not go out. Stay in and do it and get that drunk.
Well, that was the point.
No,
of
when I go out, I will have like one beer or one drink per hour. I'll pace it that way.
Okay.
And now I can look.
You can have.
Not me, but I don't drive.
I can have five.
I drive to the restaurant.
But I won't.
I don't know where you get the five from, but I'll let that go.
Well, what was the first one you said? 0.08. How much does it take in an hour to get to 0.08?
Three. For a 200-pound male.
Okay, then I can't
But it's
have
1 hour. So if you have three the second hour as well, it's probably...
I don't usually have three the second hour.
It probably compounds after that.
Yeah.
And then math is hard.
And then you're just cruising. Right.
And why this reminds me, remember that video with that guy that he's sitting outside and this... dude shows up. It's like outside a house.
Yep.
This guy shows up and he's like, "You're the last one at your own party."
Oh,
like he ruins that surprise. And then that lady comes out and she's like, "Are you drunk?" And he's like, "It's a party. Of course I'm drunk."
I love that guy. I love that. And I don't think that's staged. I think that looks real.
Oh yeah,
I think that's real. Yeah.
That lady was pissed.
Yep. Are you the last one to your own party? And it was a surprise party.
And then I love as the two people are mad at him walking in. He's like, "Well, happy birthday, I guess."
Oh, puss, if you can find that, I'm sure you can, put that back out in the social media, because Nick is right. That's a great, that reminds me of that kind of guy. Well, it was a party.
Yeah. Are you drunk? It's like, yeah. Of course I am.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Throughout this chart from Notre Dame, NotreDameCollege.edu, their blood alcohol chart, they say that at 0.02, you know, 0.08 is where you shouldn't drive. At 0.02 to 0.03, they say that you feel mildly relaxed and maybe a little lightheaded. Your inhibition slightly loosened. Whatever mood you were in before you started drinking might be mildly intensified.
Or in the case of a guy who drives the wrong way down the street in Lincoln at 0.20. Or did you say 0.2?
Oh, is he on one of those
I'm talking early stages, 0.02, 0.03.
Oh, he was going the wrong way at one of the one-way streets in Lincoln?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. At 0.05 and 0.06, your behavior may become a little exaggerated, making you talk louder or faster or act bolder than usual.
Did the guy in Lincoln hit something or they just pull him over?
No. He was just, they noticed, he's going the wrong way.
Got it. All right. Luckily, if they stopped him, he could have killed somebody.
He's driving right at me.
0.41. I don't get that guy actually sitting in his car and turning it on, you know.
Oh, he doesn't even remember, probably.
Just physically being able to do that.
Right, he's, just not being passed out.
Right, not being passed out.
He's on autopilot.
Yeah, but not being passed out. He must have been, he's a pro, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of experience.
He needs some help.
There should be a ton of tolerance.
Why is there an intervention? 0.41. Well, no, you drink, and I don't drink like that.
See, when Craig describes all this 0.02 stuff, I don't think that. I think 0.02, I'm just acting normally.
Of course you are.
That's what it says here. You feel mildly relaxed and maybe a little lightheaded.
Okay.
Your inhibition slightly loosened. Whatever mood you were in before you started drinking might be mildly intensified.
Lightheaded if you're a wimp. Nothing.
Right.
Nothing.
Yeah. Maybe mildly relaxed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Same as it ever was. Yeah.
I think it would be troubled to find out what my blood alcohol content was when I felt like, I'm like, well, maybe that's enough.
Yeah, I know.
It's probably between 0.1 and 0.2. Bet you most of us, before we get to the point where we go, oh, I'm buzzed, it's probably 0.12, 0.15.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
No?
Probably.
You don't think so, Craig?
I think so.
I'm certain that's not true.
If I drink, not for Craig.
Yeah, if I had three drinks in an hour, holy cow, tuck me into bed.
Well, you got weed on top of that, too.
All right.
I don't care.
Do you ever drink without weed?
What?
Okay, that was the answer.
Yeah, I'm curious about that one, too.
You were disgusted by that question. What?
Tyler always brings
that up.
That's
an option?
And it's certainly a factor.
Of course it is. You have another thing affecting your system.
Right, the other drug you're on?
Yeah. Thank you. I'm not shaming you guys. I don't care.
It could be prescription things, too, that can intensify the effects.
Right.
Any other chemical.
But the party drug is weed, and you're drinking beer on top of that. Yeah, you're going to be more messed up.
They say that if you're at a 0.8, 0.09, you believe you're functioning better than you actually are.
Well, that's always the case.
Yeah.
I feel like that in my day-to-day life without any booze.
Yeah, that I'm functioning better than I am.
No, I usually say, I'll say to my wife, hey, can you drive? Before I get the last drink of the night, if I'm just going to dinner, not all night out, then I'm definitely not driving.
And what if she says no?
Well, the guy, we were sitting at the back.
That's when you have that meeting before you go out.
You know what?
I thought it was just understood.
I like her. She's just not a big drinker. I mean, she likes a couple drinks. That's about it, you know. And I don't understand it, but I like it.
And she knows the proper technique to roll you out a doorway.
The guy that bought me, I had two glasses of wine in the night, and the guy with the helicopter bought me another drink. and when I got the other drink, I said, we got another drink here. So
I don't want to be impolite.
I realized if I'm going to drink this third glass of wine, can you drive? She goes, yeah. I said, okay. So I drank the third glass of wine.
I could fly a helicopter.
All right, let's go.
I still don't think that guy's got a helicopter.
Yeah, he does.
I think he's just hitting on you.
You get a card with a helicopter on it.
You know, those can be made by anybody.
Todd probably had those.
Todd had one, too.
Yeah.
No, it was a guy who...
I have a card in my helicopter on it, too, but it's called pornography, apparently.
He just got me a helicopter that was already there at the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
I thought you were a helicopter pilot for a while.
He was.
Oh, yeah,
college,
that.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't have the cards made up. Right. They just took my word for it.
Sometimes at these bars after shows, people will be like, hey, you want a shot? And I'm like, nah, I'm going to be driving. Yeah. And they'll just stare at you like... So?
I know.
I'm like, oh, my buddy.
So you're going for a beer.
I'm going to be driving.
Yes.
I'm 2 hours from home.
A car.
Oh, we used to get that in the early days all the time.
Oh, my God.
I thought you guys partied. Yeah, well, we do, but we're going to drive.
And my alarm goes off in 6 hours, man.
And, I'm not
we're still
mood.
Out.
Oh, I poured many shots on the floor right up against the bar for years.
Yeah.
All right.
I hold across the bar. Hey, what's up, Tyler? Hey, man. There's a shot in front of me. I pick up the shot, and as soon as he glanced away for a second, it was on the floor, and then I hold it up.
Throw it over your shoulder.
And now, granted, these weren't fancy places, but it was right on the floor. Right.
Apparently, the night...
Because I don't want you. You're a pussy.
Apparently, I found out later...
Now I don't care. Now I don't care. I'm like you, Nick. You want a shot? No, I'm driving. Well...
The night of my bachelor party and my wife's bachelorette party, that's how she got... Not completely wasted
just
like
dumping,
me.
Just dumping liquor?
Yeah. Tossing the shot on the floor and acting like you'd take. I just drank them all and fell over.
Yeah. By luck, I just pour it on the dude's foot. What's this?
I know.
You know I'm wearing sandals, right?
Yeah. All right, be careful this weekend. We're talking about a lot of alcohol there. And I think for a lot of people, I don't see that as a warning. I see that as it makes me thirsty for the weekend.
Probably some beer in the fridge.
No, I ain't drinking.
Yeah.
I'm driving.
Yeah, that's why it's beer.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I'm just driving home. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the responsible thing to do. Yeah. Sticking to beer.
Don't drink and drive, kids.
Yeah, don't do that.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.